Exodus chapter 37, verse 8 through 13. One cherub at the one end, and one cherub at the other end. Of one piece with the expiation cover, he made the cherubim at its two ends. And the cherubim spread out their wings above the cover, covering the expiation cover with their wings, with their faces toward one another. The faces of the cherubim were toward the expiation cover. And he made the table of acacia wood. 2 cubits was its length, and a cubit its width, and 1.5 cubits its height. And he overlaid it with pure gold, and made a rim of gold around it. And he made a frame of a handbreadth around it, and he made a rim of gold for its frame around it. And he cast for it 4 rings of gold, and put the rings on the 4 corners that were on its 4 feet.
Praise the Lord, that Christ is not only the one who propitiates in the propitiatory sacrifice, but even the place of propitiation, the propitiatory cover. Here, God is satisfied, and we are happy. Here, on the propitiatory cover, God can meet with us and speak with us. Therefore, with Christ as a propitiatory cover of the ark, God and man can meet and have fellowship under a mutually satisfying situation. The 2 cherubim of glory with their faces toward the propitiatory cover signify that God's glory has been satisfied with what Christ has done. The propitiatory blood sprinkled upon the propitiatory cover, Leviticus 16:14-15, satisfies the requirements of God's law under the cover and God's glory above the cover, and thus gives peace to man's conscience. Inside the ark, under the propitiatory cover, is a law with its demands, which exposed us and condemned us. Furthermore, above the propitiatory cover, is God's glory watching and observing everything that takes place. But through Christ, both the demands of God's law and the requirements of God's glory have been satisfied. Now we can meet with God in glory on the propitiatory cover, sprinkled with the blood. By the lid of the ark with the redeeming blood sprinkled on it, the whole situation on the sinner's side is fully taken care of. Therefore, upon this lid as a propitiatory cover, God can meet with the people who broke his righteous law without any governmental contradiction of his righteousness, even under the observing of the cherubim, which bear his glory, overshadowing the lid of the ark. Because the law with its demands is covered and God's glory is satisfied, God can speak with sinners, and these sinners can be at peace with God and receive grace from him. Therefore, this propitiatory cover equals the throne of grace. Hebrews 4:16. When we look at the redeeming blood on the propitiatory cover, our conscience is at peace. We know that Christ died for us, and that the blood, the emblem of his death, has been sprinkled for us on the propitiatory cover to satisfy the requirements of God's righteousness. At such a time, God may ask, "Child, are you happy?" And we may respond, "Oh yes, I am very happy, Father." Then the Father may say, "I am much happier than you are. Let us embrace and enjoy intimate fellowship." This is the experience and enjoyment of Christ as a propitiatory cover on the Ark of the Testimony.